KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal, with some words of appreciation about Alan Rickman. It wasn't villainy that Rickman was good at, even though his name, and especially his voice, became synonymous with bad guys. It was irony and self-irony, the inimitable tone of an actor who spoke with a twinkle in his throat, found sardonic pleasure in make-believe evil, and took himself quite unseriously. One of the wonders of great British actors concerns a process that Silicon Valley is only now catching up with, voice recognition. A couple of syllables from the mouths of Alec Guinness, Peter O'Toole, Laurence Olivier, or Rickman, and there was no doubt about who was speaking. It's said that of all instruments, the cello is closest to the human voice. Of all actors' voices, Alan Rickman's was closest to the cello, lean, low, and rich, with sumptuous overtones. His character, Jamie, plays the cello in Truly, Madly, Deeply, one of the most beautiful films I know, or played it, since Jamie is inconveniently dead, a needy ghost who continues to dominate the life of Juliet Stevenson's Nina, who loved him, married him, and can no longer live without him. Career recognition comes to performing artists in unexpected ways. It came early for Rickman when he was cast as the suavely vile Hans Gruber in the 1988 thriller Die Hard, and again in 1999 when he appeared in Galaxy Quest, one of the funniest movies I know, as Alexander Dane, a self-preening thespian with Shakespearean chops, who's been stuck in TV playing a Spock-like alien. Recognition doesn't fully convey what Rickman got out of Galaxy Quest, which has acquired a devoted following over the years. It's somewhere between cult celebrity and fame. And fame doesn't quite convey what Rickman reaped from his portrayal of Harry Potter's matchlessly doomy Professor Snape. Wealth is more like it. Just as Alec Guinness got belatedly rich playing Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, Rickman's work as the potions master in Harry Potter got him on board the gravy train that eludes all too many superb performers who have wonderful careers on stage but don't qualify as movie stars. When I awoke to the news of Rickman's death, I had no trouble finding my DVD copy of Truly, Madly, Deeply. Sitting on top of a pile of recent screeners, it continues to occupy a special place in my life. I wish I could point you toward a source so you could see this exquisite ghost romance for yourself, but the film is out of print. You can only buy it on Amazon or eBay at outlandish prices. I don't know why it's out of print. It's often mysterious when films suddenly disappear from the marketplace, though not as much so as when beloved artists are suddenly gone from the stage and screen. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.